Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
The next big shortage, Raven? Definitely not what you think.
Okay, what is it now? Because I'm going to get some and I'm going to stash it in my basement before anybody else knows.
It's Anon Raven. I don't know if you can stash these in your basement or if you want to, but we'll get to that in just a minute. We're going to start with Dr. Fauci.
Okay.
Dr. Fauci was asked if he agreed with the CDC about not having traditional Thanksgiving dinners, and this is what he said.
It is unfortunate because that's such a sacred part of American tradition, the family gathering around Thanksgiving, but that is a risk.
Yep, it's a risk. Don't see your family for Thanksgiving.
I'm not listening to that guy anymore. You see the way he threw out that first pitch of the baseball season?
So what is the CDC saying you should do if you shouldn't be with your family?
The CDC says families who typically travel to stay home and enjoy a virtual turkey day instead. Right? The agency says we should all celebrate with people who only live in our household and FaceTime or Zoom with relatives from out of state.
Can we all just safely say nobody wants to Zoom their family anymore?
Nobody's doing that. The first 2 hours you're going to be spending, instead of making sure that the stuffing comes out at the same temperature as when the pie is ready, is really going to be about setting up your aunt and uncle's Zoom calls. Or right. Grandma. Grandma!
Explain it.
You got it muted again. Grandma!
I can't see you. Turn on your camera.
Oh, my gosh. Wait, tell Uncle Jim to put pants on. He doesn't know we're doing this. He's the only person who doesn't know.
Exactly. So that leads me to what is the big shortage coming in? Because you can't have the big traditional dinners like they're, you know, we always so accustomed to. Here's a turkey farmer who has noticed something very interesting this year.
We're selling more of the smaller turkeys. So we used to sell a big part of our turkeys was 16, 17, 18 pound hens. This year we're practically out of 10-pound ones right now.
There's going to be a shortage on tiny turkeys.
Is that turkey farmer drunk?
I don't know. I think that's how all turkey farmers sound.
Oh, my gosh.
Imagine if you just had tiny turkeys running around your place all the time and they're in such high demand. After a while, that's what you sound like.
Where's the oversight? I don't think you should be able to turkey farm while on bourbon.
I don't know. Either way, you're not going to be able to find the small turkey. So it always is like, who's got the biggest turkey? And even like on Instagram and social media,
right,
showing off your 27-pound turkey.
Right.
Not anymore. Now it's going to be who has the tiniest turkey that's going to win the coolest Instagram post of the year.
We're not buying into that in my house. I still need at least 4 days of leftovers.
Oh, gosh. What's 4 days of leftovers?
Oh, man. I need an 18-pound bird. Or we usually go with like 2 12-pounders, one fried, one baked.
Do you think that quails will be like trending this year instead of turkeys because they're small?
If I was a quail, I wouldn't wait around to find out.
You may want to reserve your tiny turkey right now. Coming up next, Karen Thomas. She is the nation's foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. And how do you deal with your family and politics?
Speaking of the holidays.
Coming up next with Anon Raven. It's the same thing. I sit down with my dad. He's all pumped up about the debate going on tomorrow night. He starts going on one of his rants, and I get that faraway look in my eye where I think, how am I going to get out of this conversation?
And worse yet, how are you going to keep him from having that conversation with other people in your family?
Right. How do you avoid politics with your family, especially this time of year in such an important election? It's Anon Raven. Karen Thomas is the foremost authority when it comes to etiquette. You can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Karen, how do you tell your family you don't want to talk politics? Like, please stop. Like, you can't. Like, you're gonna die.
Well, you know, it's all in the delivery. The message is the same, but the delivery is where it counts. So you want to make it civil and you want to keep it polite. You want to just say to them, you know, I don't prefer to talk about this right now. How about we talk about something else? You could also change the subject without them even realizing. Hey, did you realize, Dad, Dakota just took her first steps and blah, blah, blah. You know, change without even them realizing. And then if they circle back around, say, you know, say it's just best if we leave it at a point where we don't discuss it and make it civil and pleasant. Don't be like, I don't want to talk about it.
See, that's the thing, problem. Though.
Right, right. I mean, yeah. When you make it civil and pleasant, but you immediately told them that you don't agree with them.
Right.
Because if you agree with them, you'd be cheering them on going, give me some more of that crazy. I love the crazy you're spewing.
Well, so there's a couple different things that take play here, and I think that this happens with a lot of families. One, I agree with my father. I agree with him 100%. I just don't want to talk about it anymore, you know? And because it's my dad, I tend to be like, Daddy, like, don't talk like this to other people. They're going to think you're crazy.
Well, that's the thing, too, is you worry about what it is that they're going to say to others.
But, like, when it's my uncle, that's a little more difficult because I do want to be respectful, but I don't know if they can take a hint.
You know what? If you say it maybe just a little bit differently instead of saying, can we please just not, because now you're exuding your exasperation with this subject and with that person. Maybe, again, change the subject or say something to divert it to other things. It's such a volatile subject. It has caused rifts in families, even on like Facebook, you know, by commenting on a political thing, like maybe on your aunt's post or something. You have to keep in mind, keep it civil, keep it polite, and that way you will not come across as being rude or mad or mean.
I like how you said distraction. So it's basically like what I do with my toddler when she's throwing a
hold
tantrum.
Hold up, something shiny and shaking.
No, when she throws herself on the floor, right, and she's flailing around, I go, is that Elmo? Elmo!
Right.
And
what
then,
was that? Oh, I don't know.
You also want to make sure, and this is key, that you're prepping yourself ahead of time. If you know that your family or discussions within a family dinner are going to become political or something of that nature, prep yourself ahead of time. So make sure that you're having a few different things that you could throw out to kind of divert it. And that will change the whole venue of political discussion.
I heard grandma's hemorrhoids are doing better. Right, just go right a different direction.
I thought you meant booze.
Oh.
Karen, Quaaludes are illegal now. I thought that, I didn't know where you were going with that. Now I guess it's a little bit more clear.
Well, yes, and you know, that maybe with friends, there should be no discourse in a family over something of that nature. Your family, and you want to get beyond this political debate.
I'm always amused because I think to myself, the lines that people draw between each other, friends, family, and alike. The politicians, the day it's over, they're like, ah, it's fine. Next time, next game.
Exactly, next time, two
next
years,
match.
4 years, whatever.
Right.
Yeah, we're the ones left with all of the fallout. You know, think about it.
Always good advice. Karen Thomas, you can visit her online at ktetiquette.com. Thank you, Karen, and hopefully we'll all survive this.
Yes, we will, and I hope to see you guys soon if we ever get this mask thing taken care of. Have a great day, guys.
Coming up next, Wellness Wednesday. A lot of stress going on besides just politics with everything that's going on in the world. We'll have one thing you can do with your face that'll help relax you today.
Wellness Wednesday.
Wow. Unreal. This is amazing. I feel incredible. Yes, 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 yes. I can win. I can do this.
Anna and Raven.
Wellness Wednesday. Let's relax our bodies. Let's do something healthy for ourselves. Ready, Raven?
Okay, I like that. What do you got?
Well, everybody's really stressed lately, obviously, because of the elections and COVID and basically everything else happening in the world.
2020, man.
Right. So there's actually something that we can do called progressive muscle relaxation. You can do it sitting in the car, sitting at home on the couch. You don't have to move, and it's supposed to really help bring down your anxiety and stress levels.
This is my kind of workout. What are we going to do?
So how it works is you flex and tense each muscle group in the body, and you hold the tension for about 20 seconds or so.
Oh, look at me.
And then you release the tension, and then you breathe through that part of the body.
Well, wait a minute. What do you mean you breathe through that part of the body?
You're going to have to breathe through different parts of your body. Like, we're used to breathing through our mouth and our nose.
Right.
But we have to now figure out how to breathe through our eyebrows, I think.
I'm tensing my jaw muscles, which usually means that I'm angry with you, but I'm doing it right now for wellness.
No, that's not how it works.
How do I breathe out of it?
Here's how it actually does work. Ready?
Okay.
Begin by allowing your body to get more comfortable wherever you are right now.
Riven.
Yeah.
You're sitting in the studio.
Yeah.
Relax your body. Get comfortable.
Okay.
Allow any distracting thoughts to come and go as if you're watching them floating down a stream.
I'm at work.
No, you have to let them float down the stream.
All right.
Get your relax. Concentrate.
All right.
Think about those distracting thoughts.
Okay.
And Now they're floating down the river. Goodbye.
Floating away.
Down the river.
Okay.
Is it fall on your river? Because for me, I see a lot of colors of the trees changing.
No, I like it warm. I like the water to be warm. If I'm near it, if I'm going to get in it, possibly, I want to make sure it's warm.
No, you're just floating the thoughts down the river.
Okay.
Yeah.
And guide your attention back to your slow and easy breathing.
Keep your breathing over there.
Okay.
Seriously.
No, you're not breathing.
No, but you're breathing aggressively, okay? And in 2020, I can't have that.
All right.
Now, take a long breath in and raise your eyebrows as high as they will go.
Higher!
Hold. Exhale and release. Letting relaxation smooth across your forehead.
Two things. One,
yeah.
You looked like Ronald McDonald when you raised your eyebrows, that's all.
Thanks.
It looked weird.
Yeah.
And two, I like that they said this.
Letting relaxation smooth across your forehead.
I mean, you have to now because now you have peaks and valleys all across your forehead because you were raising your eyebrows as high as they would go. What if you've had Botox?
Well, I was about to say, it's like free Botox. You can't do this. If you have Botox,
that's
you
what
can't
I'm saying.
Do this.
Obviously. You're doing it, but right. Your face isn't actually moving.
All right, one last thing.
Next, squeeze your eyes tightly shut.
Close them.
Make a tight smile. Notice how that tension feels. Breathe out.
Breathe out.
And release.
How am I supposed to breathe out?
Relaxing your eyes and cheeks.
Relax
with a
your
tense
cheeks.
Smile.
Relax your cheeks. Relax your cheeks. Do you feel better? Do you feel more relaxed?
Oh, yeah. I feel great.
Are you ready for 2020?
I feel fantastic.
Okay, it works. Coming up next, All I Need to Know About You. You've been there before. You see people do questionable things all the time, and all you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Next with Anna and Raven.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. If you pay a stranger that shows up on your door looking to collect a fine because you missed jury duty, that's all I need to know about you.
Come on, that's a scam people are really doing.
Oh, yeah, and people are falling for it, including this woman.
I said, oh, my God, I didn't think they did stuff like that for missing jury duty. And he says the law is the law. Almost immediately after I handed her the envelope, I realized that it was a mistake.
You think?
Yeah, I mean, don't hand over that envelope.
Can you guess how much money she handed a stranger on her doorstep because she missed, quote unquote, missed jury duty?
I'm going to go with $100.
$3,200.
What?
$3,200.
Oh, my gosh.
If you give any stranger that shows up on your doorstep $3,200 for some kind of scam, I mean, I feel bad, and I know it targets elderly people, but that's all I need to know about you. Like,
ma'am,
don't do that.
Ma'am, that is like a 2-3 felony count for your bail money, actually.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, if you called a bail bondsman, you would have done better than that. That's absolutely atrocious. Oh, that's terrible.
And, you know, police officials are saying, hey, it's not real.
Yeah.
FYI, once again, this isn't a real thing. If you miss jury duty, it's a different thing. No one's going to show up on your doorstep to collect cash.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah.
If you believe that you're communing with aliens just because you're hanging out in the desert, and I'm not going to say doing peyote because it's Demi Lovato, and hopefully she's just out there in a sweat lodge or something like that.
Yeah, but celebrities are just weirdos like that. They do that.
But you're not talking with aliens. You're just hanging out looking at the desert sky.
Demi Lovato thinks that she was talking to aliens?
Yeah. She's posting about it on Instagram. She went out there with some doctor, which, by the way, who are these doctors? Dr. Stephen Greer and a group of her friends and loved ones, she said, and she's been communing with aliens over the last week or so.
Okay.
And that the planet, of course, is headed for peril. And that if we work together, if the government will just acknowledge that, of course, these aliens are here and that they're really our pals, then we could just solve this whole thing.
Would you believe it if I had a conversation last night with somebody who was bringing this up and said that the government is covering up the aliens right now because of the election?
That
was a real conversation that I had last night.
I'm just saying it's crazy, people. I love space. I believe in aliens. But you weren't hanging out with them in Joshua Tree.
Well, maybe Demi Lovato was. Did you ever think of that?
I don't think she was, to be honest.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you tell someone that you lost a family member to coronavirus and the first two questions that they ask you are, how old are they? And did they have any pre-existing conditions?
Yep.
That's all I need to know about you. 100%.
This drives me crazy. I think I've mentioned it in the past. Unfortunately, I lost my mother-in-law during all this. And when people would see or ask me, the first thing they say is,
was it COVID?
Right. And it's like, are you kidding me? Like, that's like the first thing you ask when somebody loses someone. It's like everybody's tact has gone away.
Yes. And no, and they didn't say, I'm sorry, or, oh, like, I'm sorry for your loss. It was, how old were they? And, like, what do they have? And we lost three people. So it was really tough. So when people ask me that, I get so mad. So that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, fair enough to say.
Yeah.
And sorry for your loss.
Definitely.
It's a terrible situation, obviously.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great morning. Thank you so much.
Thanks for being with us.
Bye. I can't believe there isn't a federal investigation regarding this. It's a scam. It has always been a scam. And now more than ever, they're figuring out a way to make even a bigger scam.
Well, listen, man. I mean, this is a cottage industry. They got to keep that economy going, even in these COVID times. It's picture day, Anna Zepp. It's exciting.
It's Anna and Raven. Picture day at my daughter's school is happening today.
Oh, yeah. Brush it over the hair. Oh. Lick the eyebrows there. Get it all in place.
The only good thing about this year is that Hayden goes to Catholic school, so she has to wear the uniform every day.
Okay.
So for the first time, she doesn't have to wear the uniform. She can wear something else, which, like, thank goodness, because all my pictures from every year look exactly the same.
Right.
Exactly the same.
Just a little bit taller.
Yep.
Right.
Like, her hair's a little bit longer. She's still got the surprise look on her face in every single one.
That's like, funny. You know, I never thought about that every time it's going to be in the uniforms. But, it's kind of like the opposite thing. Like, the uniform thing takes the pressure off of having to wear different clothes every day on kids. But now, if you only have one day that you could show up in a different outfit, it's picture day. Like, that's a lot of pressure on today.
It's 10 o'clock last night. 10 o'clock last night, and we were trying on every outfit that she has because it was so much pressure to get it right for picture day.
That's a nightmare.
Oh, so we get the form. You know, there's always that form that comes. And this form is a little different this year.
Right.
But in addition to the package, we'll get to that because FYI, who needs 16 wallets? Who are you giving 16 wallet-sized picture of your kid to?
Right.
Like, once you send it to the grandparents, right? Which FYI, my mom requires an 8x10, which costs $79, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Who wants those wallets? Who still carries those?
That's the thing.
Right. But this year, there was an excitement, a change here.
Okay.
Usually, there's like a uniform background. But remember, when we were kids, Raven, they had like the trees in the back?
Sure.
They brought back the trees like old school.
Holiday playscape. Right. So, so the trees, is it the trees and there's like a trail that's it's in between the trees, right? You don't know where that trail goes to. That's the mystery of it. You're just sitting in the middle of this trail looking fantastic in your outfit.
New optional backdrops for 2020.
Give them
on
to
picture
me.
Day.
I love it.
Abstract art, which just looks like...
I mean, I don't know what that is. That's just colors
like
on
colors,
the wall.
Right.
Right.
Serenity.
Jackson Pollock.
Serenity is a field of poppies. And I'm thinking in my head, who believes your child is superimposed on this field of poppies just sitting there in the middle of nowhere?
I love it.
There's one called Inspiration Wall.
Okay, what is that?
It's just words. So it says things like commitment, triumph, skill, drive, success, focus.
I love that. Right. And you're talking about an 11-year-old.
Sitting right in front of this, all these words behind it.
Like, just let your kid be a kid for a minute without some sort of goal.
Right. But that old school Forest
Vision
Glen.
Vision board behind them.
Right. Forest Glen is my favorite because it's like you took your kid on a camping trip and you just left them there. It's just these giant trees, and then they superimpose your child's head right there.
Imagine your child
$600 for that.
Crying and scared and cold and wondering why they were left there.
Oh, but what always gets me when it comes to picture day is the newest option where you can pay an additional $10 for retouching.
Okay.
And I'm like, who is that parent that's like, my kid is so unattractive that I'm just going to quickly add in. When they're not looking, I'm going to check this $10.
Yeah.
Add this $10 to this check so they can touch up my kid's face.
But then the flip side to that is the kid finds the sheet, sees that you won't spring for the retouching and goes, I'm not worth $10.
Oh.
You don't love me enough. You don't love me $10 worth.
Right. And $59 if you want a digital file of the one picture.
Oh, my God. Gosh, that's horrendous.
Can you imagine? Well, picture day is once again here. And all I can think about, all those kids that are remote, what does it cost? Like $25 just for like a screenshot of your Zoom? Is that what your picture day is? I don't know. I can't believe that there isn't an investigation about this. It's ridiculous. But a beloved Halloween classic is not going to be available on regular TV. Also should be an investigation about this. And it's the first time ever this is happening. And for some reason, Raven is happy about it. It's coming up next with Anna and Raven. It's The Great Pumpkin. Charlie Brown will no longer air on regular TV like it always has. And for the first time, you're only going to be able to watch it on Apple TV Plus. Now, it's not just The Great Pumpkin. The deal between Peanuts and Apple also has a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving, a Charlie Brown Christmas. It's Anna and Raven.
Oh, thank you, Apple, for stepping in and finally doing something great for the world besides these smartphones.
Nobody is more happy about that than Raven.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure.
Who hates Charlie Brown? I don't understand your obsession and hatred towards Charlie Brown.
I don't have an obsession. It's more like I just ignore it at all times. But when the seasons come around, of course, it ends up on every single channel because there's some parent out there that believes that it still has some sort of relevance. I'll tell you why I hate Charlie Brown. Let's start with the fact that he's the most cynical cartoon you've ever heard or seen from in your entire life.
I feel depressed. Actually, Lucy, my trouble is Christmas. I just don't understand it. Instead of feeling happy, I feel sort of let down.
Are you a communist, Charlie Brown?
Oh my gosh.
It's Christmas time. What are you upset about?
Maybe he's feeling down.
Oh, I don't want to hear about
that. He's allowed to have feelings.
You know what? He's got a house. He's got a dog. He's got a good life. Okay. I mean, what is he so upset about? Get over yourself, Charlie Brown.
Okay, so that's why you're mad, because he's having a bad day?
He's just so cynical, everything about the gifts and the this. The, you know what? Give your gifts to somebody else, Charlie Brown.
Okay.
Seriously. The teachers and the parents are non-existent. They're terrible people.
Psst. Oh, good grief.
Yes, ma'am?
Is this a prison camp? That's how we talk to people now? The kids ask you inquisitively about something, and that's how you speak to the kids?
That's kind of what I hear when I ask you questions, Raven. But.
Oh, you think that's funny? Okay. All right. How about another example? How about his loving sister, Sally, right? Yeah, uh-huh. Sally would be arrested for stalking and assault, all right, on Linus. Listen up.
I'm glad you came back, Sally. Once I sit here in this pumpkin patch, and you'll see the great pumpkin with your own eyes. If you try to hold my hand, I'll slug you.
Let me just be clear here. She is following him around in the dark.
Okay.
This is something he was doing on his own.
All right.
She's always trying to get closer to him and have him marry her or whatever, and then threatens to punch him in the face.
Well, that's what they do. You know, it's just kind of their religion.
No, that is not what they do.
Okay.
That is not what good people do.
All right.
You know, and I'll just state it. There's no leash law. I mean, I'm a dog owner.
Okay.
I love my dogs.
Yeah.
I want Snoopy to be free and do what he wants to do.
Yeah.
But again, people just walk around this neighborhood. Nobody collects that dog.
Would be strange, though, if Charlie Brown had Snoopy on a leash. It doesn't make sense.
I mean, what? But there's no bowl. There's no food. There's no water. I never see any of these things here. And by the way, I can't stand jazz.
Okay.
Get a new piano. We're all waiting desperately for this one song.
Put this up. This is a classic.
Yeah, it's a classic because it's the only song in every Charlie Brown cartoon that's ever been made that you can somewhat stand. It's not a favorite.
Okay. All right, fine.
Enjoy it, Apple.
Okay, we'll keep it forever. Coming up next, we need your help finding the best crock pot recipes for Crocktober. All the info you need next with Anna and Raven. Next week is Crocktober with Anna and Raven, and we need your help. Well, really, we need your recipes.
I mean,
you know?
We're really doing this.
Yep. Oh, 100% we're doing this. It's getting to be crockpot season, and we want to try some new recipes. The truth of the matter is that I only have two recipes that I make in my crockpot for the last, 10 years, and I don't understand why I don't make more, but whenever I try new ones, they're never any good.
Yeah, yeah. It takes a little bit of experimentation, of course, but once you get them dialed in, it's perfect. Set it up in the morning, leave it.
Yeah, or what I used to do is I do it the night before so that, I don't have to rush in the morning,
sure.
And then it's, it just simmers all day. But I only make two recipes. One, I make a chicken with salsa. I literally just take the chicken breast, I put it in there, mm-hmm. and then I pour the can of salsa on top.
Right.
And then at night, I just pull it apart.
That's not really a recipe, but okay.
That's all I do.
I'm sure it works and it tastes pretty good.
And then the other one is pulled pork, which I just pull the pulled pork. Like I put the pork in there, cover it with water,
right.
Put some onions. And then at the end of the night, I put a jar of barbecue sauce and shred it.
Okay.
Not really all that extensive Brett, or great, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. My wife makes like corned beef in there.
Really?
Good. Oh, yeah. It's really good with a beer. You put a beer in there with it. Wow. Oh, my gosh. It's fantastic.
This is everything I need. So we're going to have you submit your recipes at annaandraven.com. It has all the information there. And we're going to pick five of those recipes. And I'm going to try a new one every single day. And then we'll judge who's got the best crock pot recipe for Cracktober.
I mean, if you need me to judge, that means you're bringing in the food every morning, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. I'm going to bring it in,
okay,
and you
perfect.
Can try it.
Okay, I just didn't think, I just didn't want all the joy to go to your family.
Yeah, no, you could have some of the crockpot recipes.
Perfect.
Again, you can head to annaandraven.com, submit your crockpot recipes, and we're going to share them all on our website, too, so you'll be able to have them throughout the colder season. Coming up next, though, what food do you eat weird? Does that make sense? Things that you should eat normally, like a pizza when you fold it and shove it in your mouth, but instead you eat it very strangely. We'll explain. Coming up with Anna and Raven. What food do you eat weird? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. I'm not sure if this is anti-American, but I agree with this guy. Supermarket Sweep premiered this week, and this was one of the contestants on Team Chicken Wing, and he said this during the introduction.
We love chicken wings. Okay. I'm a boneless guy. I love all the flavors.
Okay.
Ryan, when he eats chicken wings, he puts on gloves.
I have gloves. I love the wings. I don't like getting the wing sauce on my cuticles and my nails.
I am 100% with him.
It's not a terrible plan. By the way, that guy's throwing stones at his friend who wears gloves eating wings. Boneless wings aren't wings, dude. They're just pieces of chicken.
Yeah, but that's,
a different debate for another time.
Yeah, but that's the same like me. Like, I only order the boneless wings because there's something, it's like, I don't know what it is, but to have that stuff on my fingers,
yeah, but
I can't do it.
But if you
can't.
Have a boneless wing, if it has like a bunch of like sauce on it or whatever, knife and fork, completely acceptable in that regard.
Well,
again,
that's why.
It's basically a sliced chicken breast. I mean, if it's stiff like a tender, then you're a terrible person.
Right, but I use the fork and knife because I can't stand to actually touch the wing and get that stuff. And then I can't, it's like it turns your fingernails orange.
Oh, yeah, and it doesn't matter if you wash them or whatever. It's under there.
And
you can scrub your nails like you're a surgeon, and it's still going to be a little bit of that honey teriyaki underneath there.
Oh, it's driving me crazy even thinking about it.
Right.
Not only can I not do it myself because it drives me crazy, I can't watch other people eat them because then they immediately suck their fingers.
Right.
And there's something about when somebody is sucking their fingers that it makes me nauseous. It makes me so sick to my stomach.
Well, the big one, right, of eating something normal and eating it weird is when you see somebody pull out the knife and fork on pizza, right? That's got to be the number one.
Sicilian pizza, it's all right.
What? Sicilian pizza? I mean, maybe your Sicilian is different than the Sicilian I'm seeing, but that's stiff and thick. It means that I can grab it. It's got that much more stability for it. Why would you need a knife and fork on it? It's not a loaf of bread.
Sometimes. It just makes you slow down a little bit and enjoy it more.
Oh, keep that nonsense to yourself. I'll give you that if pizza is like, you know, if it's limp, if it's thin crust, right, and it's got a lot of cheese or oil on it or whatever, it's going to be floppy. At least the first few bites, you can go, you know, fork and knife. But after that, once you have the stability, you got to fold it. You got to pick it up. You got to throw it in your mouth.
What do you eat weird?
I was thinking about this when you brought up the chicken wings. Ribs. I eat ribs with utensils.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. You're going to throw shade at people that eat pizza with fork and knife, but you use utensils for ribs?
Unless it's a dry rub where I can grab it and pick it up, it's the same thing. I don't want to lick fingers or do anything like that.
What?
Especially in nowadays, man, I will cut the ribs. I will.
Won't eat them.
I'll cut the big chunk of meat off of it, eat that big chunk, and then if I'm feeling really into it, then I'll pick up the bone after.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's a little bit weird.
That's what I do. That's what I do.
We got a Facebook message from Jody. She says, Oreos. She dips them until the cookie's really soft, and then she eats the cookie off the outside, and she puts the cream on the side.
Wait a minute,
and then
what?
She eats all the creams together at the end.
How do you separate Oreos once you've already dipped them in milk?
You have to peel them slowly.
Oh, that's weird.
That's a lot of effort.
Yeah, that's like playing with your food. I take two Oreos at once, dip them in the milk till they're just about to break that threshold moment, you know? Then pull them, pick them right out of the milk, right in my water, right in my mouth.
Right.
Two Oreos at once.
What food do you eat weird? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. It's next with Anna and Raven. One of the contestants said this on Supermarket Sweep.
Ryan, when he eats chicken wings, he puts on gloves.
I have gloves. I love the wings. I don't like getting the wing sauce on my cuticles and my nails.
It's Anna and Raven.
It's just good planning.
I got to tell you, I'm with him. Like, I know that sounds anti-American, but I don't like getting the gunk on my hands. I always use a fork and knife when I eat chicken wings.
It's the same thing as cleaning a bathroom or something like that. If you've got latex gloves available, throw them suckers on.
Oh, but when I use that fork and knife, people look at me like I'm out of my mind. What do you eat weird? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I eat salad with lunch meat in the microwave.
Wait a minute. What?
Say that again.
So you put the salad in the microwave with a little bit of lunch meat for 20 or 30 seconds.
So you want your lettuce to be limp and warm?
This is insane. This is insane.
Just a little.
I mean,
just
I've had the steak salad before, but you, ma'am, are a crazy person.
Yeah.
It's like having a hot kale salad. It's disgusting.
No, it's not like anything. Oh, yeah. It's a terrible idea is what it is. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Your parents gave that to you. Oh, like a terrible ailment.
Hot salad.
Oh, it's gross.
Anna and Raven, what do you eat weird?
Good morning. Any kind of cookie that has a cream filling. The Oreos, I twist them, open them, I scrape the cream off, and I eat just the cookies.
So what do you do with the cream? It ends up in the trash, or do you have a stash of cream somewhere?
No, I throw it in the trash. I used to have a co-worker that I would put it in a cup, and she would eat the cream.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you guys were definitely besties.
Right.
I'll just say that. That is a lot of interaction.
Raven, imagine I scraped the inside of my Oreos, and then I gave it to you.
Oh, gosh. Anna and Raven, what's that food that you eat weird?
I don't know if you consider it a food or a treat, but I chew Jell-O.
Chew it, huh? You don't just slurp it, huh? You know what? I think that I chew it a little bit, too.
I chew Jell-O.
No, you don't.
No, I think I do. I think I do give it a couple chomps at least. That's where the flavor is. If you just swallow it, if you just slurp it, no flavor.
No, you let it dissolve in your mouth like a normal person.
Dissolve?
Yeah, it dissolves and then you kind of just let it slurp.
Has time for dissolving things?
It slides down your throat like a slide, you know?
You're disgusting.
No, that's what
who
it does.
Who are you?
No, but who chews Jell-O?
I do. I take a couple bites of that.
That's
yeah.
what they give to people
I
that
do.
Don't have teeth.
I'm with you, ma'am. I've never heard of anybody dissolving anything like that.
Thank you.
You want to chime in too? Head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Ted and Caitlin. Caitlin, I'll start with you. What's going on?
We have a 10-year-old son, and he is absolutely awful after he has a sleepover at a friend's house, and I just don't think that it's fair. We allow him the opportunity to have these sleepovers, and the next day, he can't do what we ask him to do.
Oh, the moody day after kid. That,
oh, yeah.
That's a real thing.
Sure.
He's tired, borderline disrespectful. I don't like his attitude when he comes home from sleepovers. I'm not a fan.
Okay.
Ted, what's your side of this?
That's what kids do is they stay up late and they get grouchy. But to restrict him from having sleepovers, that's not fair. They need social interaction. That's my side.
So let me make sure I understand this. Caitlin, you want to ban sleepovers because of this?
Yes.
Ooh. That's kind of rough, man. You know, especially if you've had a taste.
We just have some sort of restriction in regards to sleepovers because, yes, we are in a pandemic and he needs social interaction. And we do allow him to sleep over at a friend's house. Then he has to get up because he has a baseball game and he doesn't want to do it. And he's giving me attitude. That's a bit of an issue.
I see both sides of this, but can you really ban sleepovers for your kid? Have you tried to threaten him? I just want you to know I have. It hasn't gotten me anywhere.
Prison. It's the same thing.
But have you said if you have this attitude the day after that I'm not going to allow you to continue? Or have you had that conversation with him?
I had it with him, and it worked for a couple of weeks, and then he's back to the same old.
Well, I get tired, man. All right. I go out. I party all night.
They're
all
so grouchy.
I stay up late.
Oh.
I eat whatever I want. Then you're waking me up early the next day, Mom.
I don't understand. Then on Monday, they don't want to go to school. I get it.
You just described Mondays for adults. That's you know, you go out drinking on Sunday. You come home. You're not going to want to go to work. But, you know, that's an adult.
I mean, I drink on Saturday, and I don't want to work on Monday. I get what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
We can see what our audience has to say. They may agree with you, Caitlin, that if your 10-year-old can't behave like a respectful child the day after a sleepover, then he loses that privilege. That's it. But they may see Ted's side, too, where he's 10. They stay up late, then they're grouchy the next day. It's all part of growing up, and they've lost enough this year. What's the big deal? Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, I'll go for that.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
On our text line, we just got a text that says, I'm on her side, going through the exact same thing here. 16-year-old boy, crabby, nasty mood, bad review at school, lasts until Wednesday, not doing it. You know, every kid takes this differently. It's true. Ted and Caitlin have a 10-year-old son, and Caitlin says no more sleepovers because whenever he has a sleepover, the next day he is a monster. Disrespectful, overtired.
I mean,
she says she's had it.
At 10 years old, how bad can a kid really be? And if the behavior is that bad, then you shouldn't have said yes in the first place, right? Ted thinks this is all rite of passage. It's part about being a kid. I mean, if you're 16 and you're not right till Wednesday, I'll tell you right now, you got bigger problems anyways.
No,
I'm not letting sleepovers happen then. Different example.
I gotta tell you, Raven, as a parent, that lack of sleep messes with them big time. I understand. I understand both sides of this very clearly. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven.
I'm definitely on the dad's side. I have a 10.5-year-old boy that's heavy into sports. The deal is there's no sleepovers. If there's anything the next day before 10 a.m., it's just the rule. Don't even ask.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's a Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Ted and Caitlin have a 10-year-old son, but the problem is whenever he has sleepovers, which is often, he's a nightmare the next day. Caitlin wants to ban him. Ban the sleepovers.
Ted says you can't do that. Even though the kid wakes up the next day for his baseball games and what have you, and he doesn't have the best attitude, he's still got to do this. It's a part of being a kid.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side 100%. Kids are kids, and if you know he has a baseball game, don't let him sleep over. But otherwise, it's once in a while. Not a big deal.
Yeah, pulling back all sorts of different activities and opportunities because somebody's cranky. I mean, kids aren't always perfect, right?
Yeah, right. I think it's always crazy. I have some girlfriends who will let their kids do two different sleepovers on the same weekend.
Oh, that's crazy. It's like going to Woodstock, man.
Is that insane?
That is insane. Imagine being their child.
I was like, oh, heck no. Absolutely not. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on the guy's side. This is 100% an issue of kids just being kids at this point. I don't know what borderline, either you're disrespectful or you're not. If I was disrespectful when I was a kid, I would be frightened of my mother having talked back to her. So maybe she needs to either tighten up the screws a little bit and let her kids over or do something different. But I'm on the guy's side 100%.
What was the best part about sleeping over somebody's house? I know you didn't get to do it.
I didn't get to do it until I went to college. I never had a sleepover.
Oh,
you
my
forgot?
Gosh. Me and my buddy, we used to make iced teas with the powder iced tea mix.
Yeah.
But we would make them with like 7 times the amount of recommended iced tea mix.
Oh.
And we would be jacked, man.
It's like eating grains and sand.
Yeah, it's probably why I have no enamel on my teeth to this day.
Yeah. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on actually both sides, but I am more on mom's side with restrictions. I have kids. I've raised them all. I've done everything that you could possibly do. Restricting is definitely not a good idea to not allow it, but just put rules in place in the sense of if you have a game tomorrow, you're not having a sleepover. That's number one. Or number two is you want to go for a sleepover. Tomorrow when you get home, you are expected to do X, Y, and Z. Make sure there are chores listed and he agrees to do them before he goes for the sleepover.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ted, our audience agreed with you. You can't ban him from sleepovers. It's part of just being a kid. You can certainly tell him that if he doesn't behave or gives you a hard time about going to his practices or his games or just being overall disrespectful, he's going to lose that privilege and then maybe follow through afterwards.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
I don't think there's anything wrong with mentioning to the other parents, too, hey, listen, you know what, let him have fun, let him go crazy, but if you wake up at 4 in the morning, send them to bed.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be repercussions.
Yeah, I think that's easy enough, right?
Yeah.
Caitlin, you all right with
that's
this?
Fine. I'm okay.
All right. You got a problem, too? Send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer.
Jennifer, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, could you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Jen.
All right. $2,000 on the line. $2,000. Okay.
I'm going to do my best.
All right. I got faith in you. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Whoever gets the most right wins. You can't tie them. You got to beat them. I'll bring them back in when you're done. You ready to go?
I'm ready.
Number one, Beyonce is banned from Malaysia because she is deemed too provocative. Beyonce's new film titled Black is King debuted on what streaming service?
Disney Plus.
Number two, the famous prop store, which houses an extensive collection of movie memorabilia, is having an auction in early December. And it's got so many items like Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber from Star Wars, Maverick's bomber jacket from Top Gun that was worn by Tom Cruise. What color is his bomber jacket?
Brown.
Number three, according to a new list, the top three most important inventions of all time are one, electricity, two, the telephone, and three, vaccines. Who invented electricity?
Thomas Edison.
Number four, Shawn Mendes says every song he's ever written is about Camila Cabello. Camila Cabello was discovered when she was part of Fifth Harmony and performed on what reality TV competition?
Oh, America's Got Talent.
At number five, Nicolas Cage won nearly $20,000 playing roulette in the Bahamas 30 years ago. He said he immediately went to an orphanage, handed over the money, and has never gambled again. What's Nicolas Cage's real last name?
Nicolas Cage. I'm going to say...
Time's up.
Coppola? I don't know.
It's too late, Jennifer. Let me bring Raven back in.
Yo.
Good Google search on that last one, though. All right, she got two.
My coworker yelled it out at me.
Yeah, 2 out of 5.
2 out of 5, not too good.
All right, number one, Beyonce is banned from Malaysia because she's deemed to be too provocative. Beyonce's new film titled Black is King debuted on what streaming service?
It's Disney Plus.
Disney Plus is correct.
Yeah.
Number two, the famous prop store, which houses an extensive collection of movie memorabilia, is having an auction in early December and has items like Obi-Wan Kenobi's lightsaber from Star Wars Revenge of the Sith. Also has Maverick's bomber jacket from Top Gun. And that was worn by Tom Cruise. What color was his bomber jacket?
It's brown, of course.
Brown. Actually, it's khaki, but brown is acceptable.
I think you got that wrong.
No.
I'll show you a photo.
No, I know the
picture.
It's
brown leather.
Yeah,
it's not, there's no khaki leather.
No, it's called khaki. Go ahead, you can Google it. Number three, according to a new list, the top three most important inventions of all time are one, electricity, two, the telephone, and three, vaccines. Who invented electricity?
Well, there's controversy to this as to who discovered, who invented, but I'm going to say Tesla.
No, it's Benjamin Franklin.
I mean, he discovered.
Oh, my God.
He didn't invent it. He discovered it.
All right. Number four. Please, Raven. Shawn Mendes says every song he's ever written is about Camila Cabello. Camila Cabello was discovered when she was part of Fifth Harmony and performed on what reality TV competition?
Wasn't it X Factor?
X Factor is correct.
Woo!
Oh,
and
wow.
Number five, Nicolas Cage won nearly $20,000 playing roulette in the Bahamas 30 years ago. He said he immediately went to an orphanage, handed over all the cash, and never gambled again. What's Nicolas Cage's real last name?
It's Coppola, isn't it?
Yeah, Coppola. Yeah. I couldn't believe you knew that. I didn't think you'd know that, Raven.
Oh, yeah. He's famous.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I know that.
All right, Raven. You took Jennifer down 4-2 this morning. Jennifer, that gets you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
This is Jennifer, and I can't be Raven.
All right, hold on the line.
Better luck next time.
We're going to put another $100 in that jackpot. $2,100. That's how much you can win tomorrow morning. Make sure you're listening at noon and 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.